The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we get started, make sure you leave a rating and review. Helps us out a lot and helps us get in front of more people and spread this information all over the world. And it takes you less than 10 seconds. So wherever you're listening to this, be sure to leave a rating and review. I'd love to hear your feedback. All right. So we're going to jump right into this. I'm going to respond to a clip from Barbara Corcoran, who you all probably know, real estate broker, investor, Shark Tank, all that stuff. So we're going to hear her thoughts on the housing market, and then I'm going to give my thoughts. All right. So let's jump into the clip.
I think prices are going to come down. Definitely not the case. There is such a shortage of houses right now that prices have gone up despite everybody singing the blues 9% this year. Pardon me, 6% this year. How did that happen? It happened simply because of supply and demand. There's a lot of buyers and not enough houses to be available. And that's what rules the market.
Do you see prices continuing that move to the upside?
I think the prices are going to go through the roof, especially if interest rates come down another point by year end. I think everybody and their mother and their in-laws is going to come out looking for a new house. And the competition is going to be so fierce that house prices will have to go up.
So when should people be buying?
Right now. But that's always my mantra. Always the best time to buy. Not because I'm an ex-real estate broker by any means, but I'm sure I'm biased in my attitude toward it. But it always is true that the minute you go out in the marketplace, when everybody else is out, you always pay more. Why would you wait for that?
All right. So the first point I want to talk about is something that's really been talked about a lot lately. And it's this whole thing of interest rates, right? So interest rates are at all-time highs. Well, not all-time highs. All-time highs in the last like 20 years, I'll say, because interest rates have been higher, technically speaking. But interest rates are higher than many of us have seen in our lifetimes. And as a matter of fact, I'm checking the interest rates right now. And literally, as of the recording of this episode, the 30-year fixed is 7.43%, which is just unbelievable, right? But I don't think that's actually the only problem. And I actually don't think that's the main problem. The main problem that I see is the prices are simply too high, right? If you've listened to some of my recent episodes, I talk about the lack of affordability and how in so many cities, people making the median income cannot afford the median home price. And over the last few years, the prices have run up like crazy. So I think that's more of an issue, honestly, than the interest rates. However, I do agree with her. When interest rates come down, prices in many places will probably go up because people are waiting for the interest rates to come down. And, you know, that makes me a little bit nervous. I'll be honest with you. It makes me nervous because a lot of people are probably going to be overpaying like they did during the pandemic. That was a huge problem. People were overpaying and these values were inflated because people got into bidding wars for these properties when the interest rates were at rock bottom. And I think that is messing it up for a lot of us now. The other interesting thing is in certain cities, you're seeing price cuts, in particular from those who overpaid in the last 3 years, right? So real estate is also local as well. So it's important for you to understand what's going on in your local market or wherever you're investing if you do invest out of state. But I do agree with her that in many cases, when the interest rates drop, the prices will go up. And, you know, the Fed has been talking about interest rates. And by this point, we were already supposed to at least have one rate cut. They've already delayed it. And who's to say that there'll be an interest rate cut at all this year, right? It may not happen. And interest rate wise, things are not looking good. So what I would recommend if you're in the market for a property is to look for properties that have been on the market for a long time. The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon. All right, so I'm talking about 60 days plus, 90 days plus. You'll notice, and I've covered this in some of my episodes and on my YouTube channel, some of these properties that are on the market for a long time, they're already having price cuts. And many of them are simply overvalued. So what I will be trying to do if I was a buyer right now, in spite of the high interest rates, is I'll be trying to go out there and get a deal. Go out there and lowball some folks who overpaid for properties over the last few years, or perhaps are in situations where they need to sell. I would not advise anybody to overpay in this current market. And there are still some deals out there. And so there's no guarantee that interest rates will drop. And there's no guarantee that it'll be a more favorable opportunity for you when interest rates do drop. Now, obviously, everybody's current financial position is different right now. Some of you are just, building things up and getting ready to buy eventually. And that's totally okay. Continue to do that and continue to get ready and save your money. But in many cases, when these rates drop, prices will go up. And it kind of goes into the next point. Is now the right time to buy? Is now the best time to buy? I'm all about real estate investing. I'm all about building wealth and things of that nature. But is now the best time to buy? It depends on your situation. I'm never going to push that everybody needs to buy right now because you'll never have another opportunity. I don't believe in that. It has to be the right time for you. It has to be the right price for you. And it also depends on what it is you're trying to do. If you are looking for a property to live in, it may not be the best time for you. You might be in a position where you can't even qualify because of how expensive homes are, where you can't qualify for many properties in your area. So that's one thing to think about. The second is if it's an investment property, obviously you need money, right? So you may not have money yet. So if you don't have money yet and you're still working on that aspect of it, then it's not the right time to buy. You may also be exploring investing out of state, which I can definitely help you with if you want to join my coaching program. Go to outofstatemoney.com or click the link in the description. However, it takes time, right? If you are in a financial position, you have to continue to look for deals and figure out what is best. So I'm never going to push that it's the best, like now is the best time to buy. Everybody should buy now. That's not taking things into context, and that's not considering all possible situations. So the best time to buy for you could be now. The best time to buy for you could be in the future at some point, depending on your personal circumstance. And I can appreciate that she kind of alluded to, her career background and things like that, influencing her thoughts on buying now and why she always says now is the best time. And I can respect that. It sounded like she was kind of getting to admitting that bias she has. However, it's not the best time to buy for everybody. So just wanted to drop this clip really quick and see what you all thought of it and react to it a little bit. Some of it I do agree with, some of it I don't necessarily agree with. However, it's something to be thinking about. So, as I always say, just make sure you continue to educate yourself, continue to tap into the resources that I have, all of which are in the description of this episode. Continue to ask questions and reach out and things of that nature, and just prepare for when your time comes. The best thing you can do is maximize your income, decrease your debt, save as much money as you can so that when it's your time, you can get in there, you can get some deals, and you'll be ready to go. So, don't feed into the FOMO, If you don't buy today or you don't buy this year, there's going to be another opportunity to buy, right? You can't force things. But when you are ready and you're able to take action, it's time for you to jump in there and figure things out. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all so much. I appreciate you joining today and checking out the episode. Looking forward to your reviews and looking forward to seeing your thoughts on this episode. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.